we're going to find Deadpool boxers.
Amazon.
We're going to find edible Rosie O'Donnell underwear.
Amazon.
We're going to get an industrial-sized tubo lube.
Amazon. Go to D2RPN.com and click the Amazon banner. I'm rubbing it.
Yo, bro.
Good morning, motherfucker.
What's going on?
Fuck shit. I don't know, man. Fuck.
Fuck shit. Fuck. Fuck.
What's up? Fuck, dude.
And fuck and fuck and fuck.
Yeah. I shouldn't swear like that on podcast, seeing as how I am the best of B-Town 2021.
What?
Yeah.
What are you even talking about?
I got an email, and it reads, "It is our pleasure to inform you that Phoenix Beard Oils has been selected as the winner for the 2021 Best of B-Town Awards in the category of oil fields. Notification to other award winners in B-Town will be made over the next several weeks. After all, award recipients have been notified. We will post a complete list of our winners on our website." And it shows the little fucking award that I won there.
Huh. Now, had you entered...
I have not entered anything. I have actually since closed pre-COVID.
Over a year ago, you closed down. Yeah, because we haven't advertised for them in a long time.
Yeah.
I have been specifically told not to advertise them because you're not doing it anymore, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
You've never really addressed this on the podcast, but you just won an award for a company you shut down before COVID.
Correct, correct. That is correct information.
Now, is this from like a fucking scam? Or...
Well, I've looked into it. I've gotten awards before saying that I was nominated, but I've never won.
So, wait, is there nobody else going up against you, and that's how you won?
I'm guessing.
Wait, you think it's legit, though? Like, you think you legit won an award?
Yeah, because I have seen these awards around town at different businesses and shit. But
this is weird, dude.
I know.
So, wait, are you going to go get your award, then?
I can go get, like, a paper certificate award for
free. They're not going to hand you, like, the
But that crystal craziness is, like, $300 or some shit.
Oh, fuck that.
So
I don't know. It might be worth it. You can start your business back.
That's what I told my wife. I said, you know, it'd be nice to have just to say, hey, look at this. This is what I won, you know. But I don't know. I mean, you can buy like a plaque that's cheaper. But I don't know, like, if I really want to.
Well, do you need an award for a company that you're not doing
exactly? Exactly. You know, that's kind of what I'm like, nah, I don't really need it.
I want to know who your competitors are. Wasn't it like Betsy's Bees or something like that?
No, I don't know if they consider to be in the same line, but I can't open the website because I'm not connected to your internet. But
my Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I just connected to it, but still not loading. So maybe it's done already. But yeah, I've gotten the email address is onlinebestofbtown-2021.com.
How do I enter? Can we, like, enter the podcast into this?
I'm not in the B-Towns. You'd have to be best of South B-Town or our town.
Why can't we be...
Because you're not operating in that town.
Says who?
Where's your business address? My business address was located at my house. Your business address is located here.
Not necessarily.
Change it.
We can adjust. We can adjust state lines.
Yeah. Change it, see what happens. But yeah, so it was interesting.
I wonder if anybody else is doing a PCast out of B-Town.
Not to my recollection.
I'm sure somebody in B-Town
is
doing
one. Yeah, I'm sure
there's
got to be some. But
like, I think we represent the entire northern IL area and southern WI area.
Yeah, maybe. Speaking of that, transitioning to something completely different, because I was going to ask you the other day and I forgot. Remember when we went through IMDb and searched by our city to see where we rank? I'm curious if my name has moved. I don't know. I didn't remember how we did that.
Most popular.
Yeah.
So you do most popular people from Rockford. IMDb.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
And then birthplace matching Rockford. So I think because
okay.
What we do here. And then 123 names. Natasha Leggero is still number one. Jody Benson, number two. She's a Toy Story 3. No idea who number three is. You ever heard of her?
No.
Me neither. She was Somehow a bitch born in 1935 and is probably dead now is higher than all of us.
Yeah.
Stephen Wallum from Nurse Jackie and Joe Mantello's top five. Sean Ryan from The Shield, the writer.
Yeah.
Number six, Russ Blackwell. Number seven, we'll do the top ten, then we'll jump to us. Andre Rosie Brown.
Huh. Don't know him.
I believe it's not Uncle Will.
No, but he's...
It's the guy over here.
Yeah. Joe Mama from the Train, a few others.
Yeah. Jody Russell, Three of a Kind. And Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child.
Right, right.
All
right,
now let's jump. Now we're going to search, not search, but look for...
Yeah, even Rick's down there.
Rick Nielsen's number 17, another name. Stephanie Beller's from wrestling is number 14, which is strange that she's higher than Rick Nielsen.
Yeah.
Right, so we're scrolling. I don't see any other names that I recognize.
Oh, Corey Crow, I know her.
No idea.
She was Pippi Longstocking's friend.
Paris Bennett, she was on was American Idol, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
She's number 32. George Boswell, the Chicken Man.
George, yeah.
He's number 33, Big Brother. All right. And we're scrolling.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised he's way up there.
Who?
Number 38.
No idea who the fuck that is.
Yeah, he was on set for the party day.
Oh, you know what? Now that I'm looking at his face, I remember him.
Yeah.
But I've never seen any of that. Whoops. That's okay. Nobody listens.
Yeah.
I don't know who half these people are.
Me either,
that's a great
man.
Last name.
Yeah.
So we're scrolling. We've hit 50. And
not in the top 50.
Neither am I, Dave. Don't feel bad. All right, 51. And we're going.
Still going strong without us, of course.
Names we've never heard of. A lot of these people should not be... Like, they've done less than us. Like,
yeah.
Even the shit that they're doing isn't like, what? And that's really
Oh, you're,
shell,
you're above
not,
me, bro.
Where? 72. Whoa, I'm 72.
Yeah.
Well, remember last time I was like 110 and you were like 65?
Yeah.
I think this shit just, you're 75. So 72 and 75, we're real close now.
Yeah.
Why am I higher than you?
I don't know.
I couldn't have been searched more than you.
Weird.
I like your picture, though. I need to get me a picture on there. It's interesting.
Yeah.
And then, so 72 and 75, that's where we're at as of recording. By the time people actually listen to this,
but like the other people we know aren't on there either.
Well, I think you have to announce that or put on your thing that you're from this area, and if certain people haven't done that.
Maybe. That could be.
Like, I went on a date with that girl.
Really?
Weird, yeah. She's 101. Not her age.
Yeah, I know.
Her number is. Let's just finish this out here. Right now, my wife's texting me. Who the fuck is this bitch? It was before you.
Well, if you look at number 101, you'll see.
And it'll change. That's the thing. These fucking people change all the time. Yeah.
That's not bad, man. Top 100. Top 75. Hey.
72 and 75, buddy. We're there. We finally made it. I don't think... What's the highest
you... Oh, no, because I was 60-something.
Yeah, that's the highest you've been, right? That you've ever seen was 60-something. Yeah. I think the highest I've ever been is 72.
So it's starting. It's sorting by star meter? Is that how you're sorting it by?
That's what it does. I don't do that. I could go by birthday.
So is it lowest to highest?
Well, yeah, because... No, it's highest to lowest. Because otherwise, these names would be, these people you've never heard of would be at the top.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So our star meter, that's the problem though. The star meter is all based on people either clicking
searches
on your shit
clicking,
or.
Yeah.
So if we do the other way, now look, now it's lowest to highest.
Okay.
So if we go highest to lowest, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We
can
go by birthday, see where we're at. This guy here. 1864.
Jesus.
He was in movies in 1912. Did they even do movies back then?
Apparently.
Wait, are we the... Let's see if we're the youngest people. I know we're not the youngest people. But where we rank in terms of birth date. What are our numbers? I should be below you. What? Yeah, I guess this so far makes sense based on everybody's birthday. Actually, you should be above me because you're slightly older than me. Yeah.
So I'm 83.
You're 83 on the age. She's old. Oh, yeah. I'm 94 on the birth date.
Yeah.
So wait, let's go back to the top. No, death date. Why are we number one and number two, Dave?
Yeah, that's weird.
So we're still alive.
According to that.
Obviously, A to Z, we're... Oh, Dave, this will be the highest you'll be because of D.
It should be B.
Let's go by your first name. So you're number 26 if you go by...
By first name.
Spelling. And I am number... Oh, jeez. I just can't get higher than fucking 72, can I? Have to start with an R, huh? Christ almighty, I didn't even crack the fucking top 100. Number 104 in terms of spelling.
Holy cow.
Star meter's the best. We'll go with star meter.
Yeah, because that makes the most
72, sense. 72,
75. What is your star meter now, do you know?
I don't know, dude. I have to click on it, I guess. What's your star meter?
I'm looking right now.
Well, if you just keep clicking on yours, it'll eventually be higher than me.
No, I'm on IMDb Pro right now.
What's that mean? So my star meter, Dave, is I'm up 383,551 this week. You, Dave.
I'm down 690,000.
808, wow, you're down. It's all right. It's okay. It's all good, baby. Jeez, Dave, you've been in a lot of movies. Oh, you've been thanked in two movies. Why were you thanked in that one? I don't remember. What was your... that one's on Amazon, right? Or was?
I think it was. I don't know if it still is or not.
Did you, donate?
I donated to the other one, but the first one I didn't. I was going to be in the movie.
Oh, okay.
But well, I never ended up doing it, so they thank me.
Exciting. So,
I've got credits on there that aren't mine for one of those films.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're just trying to get me to search your name?
No. You could have just clicked on it.
Yeah.
Right. I like that I come up first now. I didn't used to.
What credits are yours?
No, go to... Yeah, The Juice.
What is The Juice?
It's a... TV show.
Okay.
But I wasn't anywhere near it. Oh, he's got it listed as pre-production now, huh? Interesting.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Got a lot of credits on there.
Let's see if there's any weird credits. So you have The Juice on yours.
Yep, The Juice.
Now, it's weird. Like, I go to mine, and I still don't have any... Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Oh, Chicago PD ones.
Well, I got Chicago PD. Bunch of those. That. Okay, so there's nothing weird. So where's the... where's Hideout? Oh, there it is. Okay. There you go. Nothing really strange.
So did you put the credits in there for Chicago PD, or did they?
No, they do. I don't know how to do any of this shit.
That's
dude. Dope,
dude. Oh, they're all uncredited, though. But they're credited.
Well, I'm not in the credits, but I'm on here with it, so.
That's cool.
I think you got to have that fucking account to do that.
To add your own?
I would assume so, because when I created my account on there, you can create an account for free.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put in your description,
mm-hmm.
but that's as much as I can do. Like, I can put in this, I put in this, and this, and this.
Yeah, you can put on pictures and shit like that, too.
Oh, and I did this. I put this and this, these two, the trivia and the star sign, and this, but, like, nothing else. Like, I didn't put this. This just is there. None of these are all you put in, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
because you have a pro account.
Yep.
So, like, I don't think I can add anything to this
I'm not sure. I don't think you can unless you have a
pro. I think you have to have the pro. Yeah. And I've never paid for that, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's good times.
Yeah, it's dope. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. So I wonder, maybe this guy isn't from Rockford, though. Growing up in Rockford. Where was he born, though?
No, I'll scroll down and see what it says in his details.
In his deets?
Doesn't have his born at.
Yeah, but mine only has my height there. Yeah, right here.
No, it's a fake town.
Oh.
Breeders trivia.
Oh, yeah. So you got lots of trivia? Huh. Every single one says that where Hideout takes place?
I guess.
Thought it was supposed to be a Carolina.
Yeah, that was changed. So, his trivia is wrong!
Now, if we just had him on the podcast, I'd fucking ask where the fuck this came from.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, if he listens to these, he'll know what I'm going to ask.
Right.
Oh, well. It's interesting.
Oh, does it have spouse on there?
Yeah.
Oh, I should put my spouse on there, eh?
I mean, I guess you could. I mean, she should be on IMDb. Is she on IMDb?
I don't think so, no.
Did you know your wife was an actress in the Chainsaw Sally show?
I did not know that.
Yeah, she's right here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, she's up 2,122,828 this week, Dave.
God damn.
I bet you she's higher than you, except she's not from Rockford. Or is she?
I think she is technically from Rockford.
Well, then.
But she doesn't have an account.
She's got to go on here and update there. You need to. So she can be in the ranking. Then the three of us can be competing on who's higher. I'm going to be pissed if somehow your wife is like number three.
You go click on C rank. Does it show her rank, her actual rank rank?
No, I don't see. Because I don't have the CV rank on IMDb Pro.
I do, so I can do that.
So you can actually look at her rank, your rank, and my rank.
Yeah.
All I can see is I'm up or down. But I don't get to actually see the numbers like you do. What does that cost to do the fucking
pro? I don't remember.
Here. Fucking, I had all kinds of money.
Oh, her star meter is 5,268,006.
And what was yours?
Hold on. Let me go to mine.
So she's in the 5 millions.
Yep.
Okay.
I am 1,032,832.
Okay, so you beat her by like 4 million. All right, yeah. What's mine?
I'm pulling you up now, dude. Fucking relax. Jesus fucking dick face. Christ ass fucking whore bag. What fucking gay name are you using on here now? This one here. Your star meter is 918,947.
That's how I'm ahead of you.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not even in the millions, dude. How the fuck? How does that even work? Who the fuck is searching me? Who's searching you? And who's? How does this work?
I don't.
Why is my aunt on here? This is my aunt. I don't know if that's the same person, but
what has she got for credits?
I don't know. Some fucking stupid movie. It's a short. It's not her. It can't be because she's not been in a fucking movie. But that's her name. Hey, when you search my name, I'm the first one, though. Just like you're the first Dave Block. Whoa.
Huh.
What is? Oh, because of the
yeah.
the thing. And yeah. then, oh, look when it was.
On my birthday.
And then, there's that.
Yeah, that's got to be real. The truth.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was. Eat a giant dick.
Whoa. That's Stefan Molyneux. It could be. That guy's somewhat legit, far as I remember.
Is that him up a little bit? Oh, no, it's a commercial.
Yeah. What were we doing?
I was done with that.
Oh, yeah. Thought I was going to bitch about something real quick.
Well, yeah, let's fucking do it.
Oh, wait. Before I bitch about something.
Oh, yeah, we didn't do that.
Thank you.
Do you like when they remix or remake songs slower?
Sometimes.
Joke's on you.
I like that it's a little bit lengthy, so I have time to take notes during that.
Yeah.
Did you hear, before we get into those jokes, that Metallica is doing a fucking, like, 52-song fucking deal, all remakes of their songs, but other artists are doing them?
No, I have not heard such a thing.
Well, sluts... look that up, and
can we do that even though we just played the theme song for the game?
Yeah, no, we're gonna do the jokes, but I was just getting it pulled up and we'll talk about it here. All right, buddy, give me some stuff.
Okay, what kind of stuff you want?
I'll just sit here and wait. Give me a verb.
Run.
Part of the body.
Anal cavity.
Adjective.
Sweaty.
Another adjective.
Slutty.
Noun.
Butt dart.
Another noun.
Let's go with bra.
A place.
Desert.
Okay, Dave. Got four jokes here. I'll cue you on what you're supposed to say when you're supposed to say it.
Okay.
Did you hear about the courier flap who only dated perky, sweaty men?
No.
It preferred outgoing mail. Get it?
It's kind of funny, yes.
What did the Szechuan bra say to his date at the desert party?
I don't know.
Want to go for a dip?
Yeah, okay.
You're going to say, who's there? And then obviously follow it up with what I say, who. Okay?
Okay.
Run! Run!
Run who?
No, who's there?
Oh, who's there? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because normally it's knock knock, except you said run.
I got you.
And
now
I had to use the same verb, okay. So.
I got you now. All right.
Let's start over.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to say, who's there? Yeah. And then I'm going to say something, and you're going to say something, who?
Yeah.
Run! Run!
Who?
Who's there?
Who's there? God damn it.
Let's start again.
It's we'll so get weird. This.
Say,
I know, it's so weird.
Say, who's Dave? It's
who's
like,
there?
It's like a movie. I'm going to say action. I'm going to say my line. Then you're going to say, who's there?
I'm going to say my line.
And then I'm going to say my line. And you're going to say, my line who?
Got it.
Run! Run!
Who's there?
Iguana.
Iguana who?
Iguana shed my skin. My anal cavity is aching.
That's kind of funny.
How do you get photography raptor to take a slutty butt dart?
How do you take photography what? Raptor?
How do you get photography raptor to okay. take a slutty butt dart?
How?
Tell him he needs to focus.
Okay.
These are good. And they're stupid, but they're good.
They are stupid. Okay.
Okay. Good times.
Yeah.
Had by all, right?
Yes, everyone but the guys from Nickelback.
Nickelback remaking all their songs, this time better.
Someone else is doing them.
Yeah, somebody else is doing them. All right, so the Metallica. Metallica to release Black Album reissue covers album.
Okay.
I think this is it, 2 days ago. Yeah, I just briefly heard about this. So, and since, okay, now released back in the honor of the album's 30th anniversary, the heavy metal band will celebrate the occasion by releasing a new box set and Metallica Blacklist, an album featuring covers of Black Album songs by over 50 artists.
Oh, my God.
Metallica, a.k.a. The Black Album, was released in 1991 and features such singles as Enter Sandman, The Unforgiven, and Nothing Else Matters. The reissue will feature a remastered and definitive version of the album. It will be available as a 180-gram double vinyl EP, a standard CD, and a 3-CD expanded edition, a digital download, and streaming. I wonder if I can steal these on Napster. The box set also includes the Live at Wembley EP, 2 interview CDs, 5 CDs of demos and rough mixes, 6 live CDs, and more.
Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ. Look at who's playing.
That's a lot of
songs.
Metallica. The Metallica Blacklist features covers by Weezer, Saint Vincent, Corey Taylor, that might be pretty good, Miley Cyrus, featuring Watt, where the fuck that is, Elton John, Chris Stapleton, and other artists. Profits from the album will be donated to charities of each artist's choice and Metallica's foundation, All Within My Hands. Metallica will release the reissue and the covers album September 10th.
Interesting.
So, Metallica was formed... Okay, we don't give a shit. So, and Miley Cyrus, huh?
Yeah, that and Elton John. What the fuck is
Elton John might be interesting, actually. I'd be curious, like, I want to know who's doing Enter Sandman. I bet you it's her, Miley Cyrus.
Probably, and she'll do a That's crossover gonna be with brutal. Wrecking Ball.
Who's Watt? That's what I want to know. I have no idea. Let's look up Watt real quick on the Tube of Yous. Watt, Burning Man featuring Post Malone.
All right, play that.
Oh, wait. Look, Miley Cyrus featuring Watt, Elton John, Yo-Yo Ma, Robert Trujillo, and Chad Smith. Nothing else matters. This is the fucking Metallica.
Yeah.
Wait, did it already get released somehow? Did we just
2 days ago, Miley Cyrus posted it.
Yeah, well, let's see what it is. It's probably a preview or something. So we know what one she's doing.
And Elton John.
Well, nobody's going to buy the album if we can listen to it on fucking YouTube for free. So wait, all three of them are on the one track.
There's five people on that song.
Yeah. Chad Smith is from, he's the guy that did the Looks Like Will Ferrell.
Oh, yeah.
The drum guy? Who the fuck is Robert Trujillo? Yo-Yo Ma's the violinist, right? So far, I don't dislike it.
Yeah. Elton John's playing the piano. So close, no
matter how far. She should smoke more cigarettes. Christ. Forever trust in who we are, and nothing else matters. Never opened myself this way. Nothing else will live it away. All these words I don't just say.
Voice is tweaked with editing software.
Her voice is shitty, dude. Like, it's weird, dude. She smoked way too much cigarettes or something. I mean, I know she's kind of always had raspy, but, like, it's getting worse as she gets older. She's going to be one of these old ladies that's like, hey, everybody, I'm Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Is she even a girl? Now I want to see this. I'm doing this next. Real quick.
See, the girl three from the bottom is really good too.
This one?
Yeah.
First we'll do this.
I'm good if you can stop me.
So we're not halfway through the song yet, because it's obviously a really long song.
Yeah, it's a 6 minute song.
But, I mean...
It's not super disappointed with it. Not super awesome either.
Right. So, since we're on the Miley Cyrus topic, I want to see... You know, Jimmy Fallon does the musical genre challenge.
Yeah.
Where they each get to do a little thing and sing like somebody else. I'm curious who the fuck she's going to sing like.
Yeah, most fucking.
I think one of them is Sinead O'Connor.
Works. We're going to take turns hitting this button here, which activates the random genre generator. And it will land on one random song title and one random musical genre. Whoever's turn it is has to sing that song in that style. Okay? Here's a microphone for you. Here's one for me. I will start us off. Show how it's done. Here we go. Song, Cotton Eye Joe.
Well, so it's a genre, not a...
I love... I know Cotton
artist.
Eye Joe.
Usually it's an artist.
Do you know the first line of Cotton Eye Joe? Anyone know?
She can't imitate anybody, that's why.
Yeah, it's not beep-bleep-blah, but no, it is. Very close. I thought it was beep-bleep-blah. If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd be married along... And it's a good trivia. All right, so wait. Soft rock. Could you do yacht rock? Could you give me like a yacht rock, like a Michael McDonald type of vibe?
I think they practiced this shit and rehearsed it.
They had to, yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
He usually does pretty good.
Cotton Eye Joe.
I know.
Have you ever watched these?
Yeah. It's your turn. Go ahead.
Usually they're really good. I'm curious this fucking.
All right.
I'm Miley Cyrus.
Ignition.
Right.
I don't know ignition.
Here we go.
Ignition.
All right, let's do it. Real hillbilly this time. The remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every man in your wishes. Sipping on coke and rum, I'm like, so what, I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby, I'm about to have me some fun. Come on now, bounce, 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 bounce.
You don't recognize it still?
Bounce, 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 bounce.
It's terrible. She's terrible.
Come on, that's how you do it.
Thank
right
you.
There.
Thank
bluegrass version. Ignition. All right, here
that
we go.
That was a layup. Her dad's
will,
a fucking country singer.
I will go again, but I don't know why.
Still bad. She's just not good. All right. Santeria. Latin crooner.
Oh!
I feel like this is set up.
Yeah.
It's not random at all.
No, that's why it's computer generated.
Like a Julio Iglesias type of... you just give me a note? Maybe just give me a note again.
Sure, it's me nuts.
I don't practice Santeria. Yo no tengo Cristobal. They had Indian pesos, but I spent it all. Santeria, oh, Santeria, oh, I don't have a Cristobal.
You changed the lyrics a little bit.
Beautiful once again.
Well, I wouldn't know because I have no idea what that song is.
Sublime?
I felt that one. That was, yeah, that was very.
I'd have to hear this like you didn't recognize Ignition.
By the way, when I'm here tomorrow, lighting cues.
I know, yeah.
That's,
you need
so
props.
Many lighting cues.
You're here all week, so they'll get to know you. All right,
I want a lot of them.
Here we go. Take us home.
It's like when I found out about Pyro on The Voice. That was crazy. Bodak Yellow.
No idea.
Pop. All right. You guys ready?
Bodak Yellow pop version.
Wasn't Bodak Yellow? Well, it's rap, I guess.
I don't dance now, I make money moves. Hey, I don't gotta dance, I make money moves. If I see you, and
basically the same thing. Over it.
Yeah.
She's terrible. This here?
Yeah.
What are some popular...
So, you know the song I've Got You Under My Skin, yeah?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Is that all you wanted to say?
No, I wish you know it before we go.
Oh, okay. It. This is Storm Large.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. You want to set it up, or...
No, it's just from America's Got Talent. Her name's Storm
Large. From AGT. Her name's Storm Large.
She's going to sing some I've Great. Got You Under My Skin, her version.
Hello.
Storm Large.
Who are you?
My name is Storm Large.
Mm-hmm. Storm?
That's a great name.
It's my real name, yeah.
That's your
is real name?
Yeah, my birth name.
Storm, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am 51 years old.
You look amazing.
Great.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been a musician for 30 years singing, and this is kind of an enormous, terrifying opportunity.
So have we met before?
We were so young, Simon. Let's not bring that up. This is my very first time coming.
Yeah.
And it's a huge honor.
It's also my first time on the show.
Into this massive arena. It's just kind of like food for the soul.
Yeah. We are all rooting for you. The stage is yours.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Dead air. Start singing. Okay.
I got you under my skin. I got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're nearly a part of me. And I got you under my skin.
So different version of me.
Pretty good, yeah. It's interesting. That's pretty badass. I thought it was pretty cool. All right, one more, and then I'll get to my real reason what I wanted to talk about, slow songs. Type in Courtney Hadwin, AGT. That's all of her performances. I just want the first one. Shit, where's her first one? That one, right there. 3 years ago?
Yeah. So she's a shy girl. And
her
you think
Courtney Hadwin?
Yeah, you think it's going to be fucking just a train wreck when she gets on stage and starts talking, but then she's possessed. Look at her.
Hi, my lovely.
Hi.
Welcome to America's Got Talent. How are you?
A little bit nervous.
That's okay to be nervous. It's totally understandable. What's your name?
Courtney.
And how old are you?
13.
Oh, 13. Wow. What's your favourite subject in school?
Music.
What kind of music?
I don't know.
You're very sweet. And I'm guessing you're going to be singing for us?
Yeah.
Listen, don't be nervous. I know this is a big stage and there's lots of people here, but you're here for a reason, so go for it and good luck.
Thank you.
Watch this shit.
Brother.
Brother, man.
Dead air. Start doing something.
Hmm.
Not what you expected.
How old was she?
13.
Interesting. When she's done singing, is she back to Shy Girl?
Yeah. That's why I said she was like possessed, dude. Tell me that wasn't crazy. I told you. It looked like a train wreck at first. And then that came out. I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Howie, what did you think?
Oh, my gosh. You are not from this era. You're from a whole different era.
Yes.
And I'm a huge Janis Joplin fan. And there's a story. If you ever watch the documentary, Clive Davis, he goes to the Monterey Pop Festival. And he sees this young girl that nobody has ever seen before, that nobody knows. It was the first time Janis Joplin got signed. And that changed her life. Do you know that story?
Yeah.
I'm not Clive Davis. I'm Howie Mandel. And I can't sign you to a record deal. The only thing I can do for you, young lady, is give you...
Is he allowed to do that?
Yeah. So, yeah. So,
any one of them can push the fucking golden
they
buzzer?
They all get one golden buzzer for the season.
Howie picked his right
Terry,
there.
Terry gets one as well.
Really?
Yeah. So, they did the golden buzzer the first year. Only the four judges did it. The fifth year, when Nick Cannon was still on there, he was so moved by one of the people. He came out right after they were done, while they were talking, deliberating. He's like, no, I got it. And he hits. So, now... The judges have one, and now the host has one as well.
Wow. So there's five golden tickets.
Five golden buzzers. It goes straight to the live show, so you don't do the first version and come back and get, you know, down to the final 20 or whatever the deal. You go straight to the live shows.
Yeah. Now, is it usually singers that get these?
No, it depends. Now, Terry Crews is very, very Michigan-based because he's from Detroit. So pretty much anyone from Detroit... is pretty much a solid win to get the fucking thing. This year, they weren't from Detroit, but it was a choir. He's big on the groups of choir and all that shit. So if you're from... One, I think, was from Flint, actually, and he gave them one.
Yeah.
And then this year, it
touching
was a choir.
With the water there.
I think it was Nurses Choir.
Of course.
But
so those have been Terry's picks?
For the one, two that I can remember, yeah.
Yeah.
So the reason why I brought up the whole slow song thing, have I ever played or talked to you about the Cruel Summer version? That's from, Cruel Summer from Karate Kid, right? They did a remake for the Karate Kid TV show, Cobra Kai. Who sings the new one?
Hmm.
Give me 2 seconds.
I don't watch Karate Kid, but I know Karate Kid and I know what Cobra Kai is and. I know, Cruel Summer.
Kari, K-A-R-I, Kimmel. Unless you're related to Jimmy.
Carrie?
Yeah, play this.
This?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a music video or not, but play this song is cool. Yeah. Not a video, just a picture of her. I'm guessing that's
her. Is
this
it, though? This is the right...
Yeah, it's her. It's it.
Hot summer streets and the pavements are burning us around.
I love it, dude. I think it's awesome. It's
very haunting.
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
I know what she looked like.
It's a cruel, cruel summer.
She's got a couple of slow remixes.
Yeah.
But this is the only one that's from Karate Kid. But yeah, she's good.
Now,
like
where is she from? She wasn't on AGT.
No.
Oh, God.
I think she's...
They just used this version on Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai, correct.
Yeah. Okay.
I just brought up AGT because they did different versions, four versions of it too.
That's pretty good, dude.
Yeah, I like her. The magician down there was actually kind of decent too. Down the guy with the mask. Yeah, it was pretty decent. If you're into that kind of thing.
Solid, bro.
Yeah, I like it. When I watched the TV show and that was on, I downloaded it right away because it was super awesome.
Heck yeah. Just real quick. What else? Beach Boys cover. I'm just seeing what else she's done here. True Color.
Yeah.
Shooting Star. Black. Never Alone. Interesting.
These boots are made for walkings.
So... Like how you got me into Lindsey Stirling.
Mm-hmm.
I think now I'll start listening to Carrie Kimmel.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. Yeah, it's a very good version, man.
Yeah.
Some of these remakes and shit by some of these people, these covers are
pretty dope.
Solid.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's do that. Wait, pause you. Let's go to this fucking. There he was. Kleck Entos?
Yeah.
He's a Kleckentos?
He is a magicaman.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We're just waiting for the ad. Everybody's wondering.
Yeah. And there was the world's worst ventriloquist on there last night, too.
Oh, let's not talk about that. We don't have time.
I know we don't.
It seems like more fun this year than we've ever had.
Yes, of course.
I don't want to jinx it, but it's been a really, really great day.
Hey, everybody. If you missed AGT this week... Dave and I will recap.
Oh, their shit's getting all fucked up.
Try to adjust your television. There is nothing wrong with your screen. Do not try to resist. I am in control now.
I like the setup.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the masked magician?
Yes.
Trying to do a reboot of himself?
His mask changes, too.
Have you seen those do that? Like the heat and shit? Well, like...
It's weird.
It's so scary.
My name is Kleck Entos. And I am the sum of all your fears. Let me introduce you to an experiment using your subconscious. It's a gateway to your intuition, to your memories, and to your childhood fears. Heidi, I want you to take the paper from inside this box, then hand it back to me.
Is something gonna bite me in there?
So she put her hand in the box.
Sophia.
Pull out a piece of paper.
I want you to put 5 ink drops on this sheet of paper.
Oh.
He just pulled the ink dropper out of his ass.
We are standing out of his hand.
Trying to create an original shape.
One, two, three, four, five.
Meanwhile, I want Terry to join us to assist.
Terry's like, I ain't no bitch. I'm coming up there.
Look at his face.
All right, he just lit a fucking match and a candle.
Each of those drops will form a shape that may be interpreted and visualized in infinite ways. Whether you see a flower, a butterfly, or two lovers kissing, each one of you has your own unique interpretation. But I will ask Terry, what do you see?
A spider.
That's what I see too.
What if the box has the power to make your imagination come to life?
No.
Would it feel like you're experiencing a dream?
He's lit himself on fire.
Or a nightmare.
Simon pissed himself.
In the box. I put the hand in.
I put the hand in the fucking thing.
Put her hand in that box.
Oh my god.
How big that tarantula is.
That's a big tarantula.
Oh, hell no. But it, I ain't no bitch.
It gets a better.
What?
It gets a better.
That's not the end?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh but I put my hand in there.
Are you sure you're awake?
Oh.
His hands are smoking. And it's gone. So he's put the tarantula up his sleeve.
Where is it? Where is it?
Not on me.
They're like, what the fuck just happened?
You gotta stand it out.
That was crazy. You are insane. And this whole thing was eerie and scary. But I love you. It's a yes.
I just, wow. This is like a horror film. You're freaking me out. I'm saying yes because I will not say no to you ever. Yeah. I will not. Ever.
Sophia!
It was super scary and super fantastic. And I will give you a yes if you tell me that it's not around here still, right? The spider. We will never say no to you.
I never knew Howie had a twin, so I'm going to say yes.
Well done.
Black enters.
Now, go.
No, where is the spider?
I don't know.
Where is it?
That freaked me out.
Is he going to come back and find it?
What do you think?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So
I didn't do a search for him to see if there's any other shit for him.
I have to do a little search here because I don't like when people do masks. I want to see the fucking face without the mask. Is that him?
Face reveal. What?
That's him?
No. Can't there's no way.
There's no way.
It says face reveal. Click ento, but it's probably a clickbait.
Face reveal.
Oh, there he is right there. One with the pink shit on his head.
No wonder he's
his name's him. David Stone.
He's from France.
Huh.
Yeah, it's him.
That's weird.
Except he's doing the mask thing now.
Yeah.
He used to do that.
He's got the same fucking coat on.
Yeah. Well, kind of. Yeah, same coat.
Yeah. Well, so, it's a little different because the... it's white stuff on his... I think he's got different buttons.
So that's what he looks like. I mean, I think it's a good gimmick. I'm trying to figure out how you do an entire show. I mean, obviously you do a bunch of magic tricks, but not on like a huge scale. It'd have to be a smaller scale.
Yeah.
I like it, though.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Too bad that hadn't happened when we did our Think Tank Magician or Magic episode. That would have been a good one for that.
Well, we'll save some for when we do that with him.
Huh?
Aren't we going to do one with him? Did you say we were going to bring him in and do that?
No. What are you talking about?
We talked about it this last time. I'm saying. I know he already did one.
Who?
Your family member.
No, no, I'm talking about that. I'm talking about the Think Tank we did on Magic.
Oh, I got you.
And this episode of AGT hadn't aired yet.
Yes, I got
Otherwise,
you
we would have covered this guy in that episode. That's what I was saying.
All right, now I got you.
Yeah, yeah.
But nobody talked about bringing the other guy back.
Yeah, well, we're going to... We have an idea for that. That's what I'm talking about on the air.
All right, so what else you got?
So I just had something to bitch about real quick. So... I had one of my hoses leaking on my pool.
One of your hoses was leaking?
Yeah, one of my hoses.
Fire?
Hoses. Oh. So I have two hoses coming out of the pool into a T thing that then goes into the filter.
Yep.
Anybody that has a pool understands this concept.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly after putting my pool up this year, let's say hose number one had a little leak.
Your proper hose, got it.
Yeah, so I went to the local pool store. And found a hose. Bought it. Brought it home. Changed everything out. Everything's hunky-dory. A couple weeks go by. Second hose, hose number two, has a little pinhole leak. I had turned off the filter, and this little thing was...
Okay. Pissing a little bit.
Yeah, just tiny little pinprick.
Mm-hmm.
And so I turned the filter back on. Leak stopped. I was like, all right, well, I still need to get a hose. So I went back to the store. Don't have any hoses. Okay, so then I started looking up and calling all these different pool places in the area. Nobody had a hose.
Looking for some hose. Can't find a hose.
Apparently, the size hose I'm looking for has been discontinued, and all these stores carry only one size now, and it's bigger than what I need.
Yeah, bigger hose.
That's a big issue, because I need this hose. And so I was told I either need to go to Intex, their site, or directly and get this hose, or call one of these other places, which I had already called, and they didn't have it. So I went to Amazon, because that's what you do. When you can't find something, you go to Amazon. First, I go to Amazon, look it up, and I click the banner at d2rpn.com, click the Amazon banner, and then go look this shit up, which everybody should do that. And while I was there, I was looking at these hoses that were the right size, and I thought, well, I want to read some reviews here. And get down to the reviews. And everybody's giving it like 5 stars, you know, everything's hunky-dory. Then I get a 3-star, or a 2-star it was.
2-star.
Not a 3-star, it was a 2-star. And I was like, okay, this person had a bad experience. Let's read the review.
Because they're reviewing the hose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, we're reviewing the hose on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I should actually pull it up. Let's just try. Let's see if I can find it. So I can actually read this to you, because it's so fucking stupid.
I didn't know you could buy hose on Amazon.
Yeah. You can get anything on Amazon. Bruh. This is not what I bought. I think this is what I bought. I don't know if it was on the thing I actually bought, though, guy. This is what I bought. I think it was one of these. Okay.
Click on the 2-star review.
I think it was 2 stars.
Oh, go, you can click on it, and it actually pulls up just that.
No, I was just looking for the, it wasn't this one. Because it was in, like, the top five. It's, so you know how, like, things get, like,
shuffled around a little bit?
It was one of these. Give me a second. I'm going to look at this, and then I'll just, if I can't find it, I'll just tell you what it was. Yeah, I didn't get this one, because this one had a lot of battery. But the one I got, or the one that I saw this on, had, like, pretty good reviews. I clicked on that one, right?
Yes, you did.
Let's try the sponsored one real quick. Oh, this has 0 reviews, so it wasn't that one. Well, anyways, one of these, I don't remember which one it was. Maybe it wasn't a double. I swear it was, though.
I don't know, bro.
And it seemed like it was getting pretty good fucking things. Let's click on this one again. And let's get the two-star reviews here. let's just try the 3 stars real quick. Oh, yeah, right here. Oh, it was 3 stars. I gave it 3 stars. Here's the title. I'm not going to say the person's name. Fine unless your neighbor has a rogue dog. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we're reviewing the hose. The title of the review is Fine Unless Your Neighbor Has a Rogue Dog. Here's the review. Our Intex hoses were 2 years old this year, and we were upgrading our pump. So we replaced with these out of an abundance of caution. These are inexpensive and would have worked fine. Unfortunately, within a few days of setting up our pool, both of these hoses sprung tiny pinhole leaks all over. We were mystified until we realized that the next-door neighbor's dog was digging under the fence and using the hoses to climb into the pool for a swim. Or at least we think it's a dog. It could have been a werewolf for all we know.
Oh, my God.
The solar cover kept getting mysteriously dragged off the pool at night and wadded up several feet away. At first, we blamed the wind, but eventually the critter ripped the inflatable top ring off the pool itself with his claws, ending our backyard swim season early this year. However, before that particular debacle, we tried replacing the new and now damaged hoses with the original older ones. The original hoses could evidently take the abuse these couldn't, or maybe the dog figured out a different way in. We never caught him in the act. What a stinker. Consequently, although I cannot offer conclusive proof, it's reasonable to guess that these hoses are not as sturdy as the OG Intex ones. You have been warned, and I wish you better luck than I had in your pool endeavors. So this cunt...
You've been warned.
Shits on a hose because of a dog.
Or a werewolf.
Or a werewolf. Mm-hmm. Or some sort of critter that's in her neighborhood and is fucking with her hose. It has nothing to do with the fucking hose.
Yeah.
But her speculation is that the hose isn't as good as the original. No, bitch, they're plastic.
Yeah, what a stupid...
You stupid fuck... If you took a fucking scissors to these hoses, they're not going to last. That doesn't mean the hose is bad. It means you have something fucking with your hoses. Therefore, yeah. You can't review the hoses based on... What do you expect? Sorry, I get really angry about this because this is stupid. You are down... grading the fucking star value of this particular item because you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're shitting on it because of something the hose has no control over. If you received it and had a fucking hole in it, that's one thing.
Right.
If you received it, put it on, and it like cracked in a few days with no rogue dog, that's an issue. You can't downrate something because of something that's third party to this thing that's causing something after the fact.
Yeah.
These human beings should not be allowed to review shit.
Well, I...
Ever.
When I was driving my Nitro back in the day, I was driving home drunk.
Like an idiot, too.
Got a flat tire, kept driving on the flat tire, completely destroyed half of my car. But that car's a piece of shit because of that.
Yeah.
It didn't hold up
to a flat
tire.
It has nothing
to
do with you.
Right. I should have reviewed them.
Yeah.
That's actually why they stopped making the Nitros, because I reviewed them that way.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks a lot, Dave.
You're welcome.
So, she looks like an idiot. And look where she's from.
Oh, there you go.
She's literally a liberal.
She is a cunt. Giant, cunt.
So I just wanted to look at... And see, this is where, for the idea that we had, this is where you could get a lot more content. Because these people leave multiple reviews on multiple things.
Look at her fucking...
Which one?
The top one.
This one?
Yeah.
No pocket for laptop?
Well, then why'd you fucking buy it?
So, well, hang on. Let's just... I'm telling you, this is food for thought. This lady, the same lady, she bought a Rockland double-handle rolling backpack bandana 17-inch. Okay? That's the thing. Here's her review. She gave it 4 stars. And her title is No Pocket for Laptop. I'm an instructor at an urban university... Clearly a liberal, and based on where she's from, Portland, she's an idiot. I work long days on campus with an extended commute via light rail and walking. I need to be able to haul around my stuff and have the option of not putting it all in on my poor back. This seems fairly lightweight yet roomy for the size and moderately sturdy for the price. However, I was surprised to find no laptop pocket. I just assumed it would have this without looking carefully at the listing. But what modern backpack doesn't have a place for a laptop? Oh, such a fucking liberal. Actually, this backpack has next to nothing in terms of pockets and organization. Nothing other than one large main compartment. The one pocket in the front with some very measly organizational pockets and a phone pouch that is uselessly small. and a good-sized mesh pocket on either side, which successfully holds my 40-ounce water bottle. So that's a plus. I'll add a laptop sleeve and some small zippered organizer bags to make this one work. But if I had known, I wouldn't have bought this, which is why I'm writing this review. I just got it, so I'll also update the review with how it stands up to a punishing commute over time. If it will last, I will consider myself satisfied despite lack of features.
Don't buy it then, you stupid cunt.
You could have sent it back for one, cunt. Two, cunt, you're a cunt.
I assumed it would be a modern backpack like all the other ones I buy. Oh my god.
Let's see what else this dumb bitch has reviewed.
Oh, there's no way to secure it.
Oh, wait. Here's a five. This lady actually gave something a 5-star. It's a book. Of course she reviewed a book. Hi. Let's see here.
Go back up to the one that she gave 3 for no way to secure it. We're going to go back with the theme of pools.
Yeah, her Intex pool. So this is a Intex Recreation Intex solar cover for 18-foot diameter easy set and frame pools, 18-foot blue. Okay. Her title is No Way to Secure. 3 stars. Here's her full review. It's very quick. Solar cover. Just barely covers our 18-foot diameter easy set pool. Instructions say to tuck edges underneath ring on pool to secure it, but cover is not big enough to accomplish this. It's still better than no cover, but I wish we could secure it somehow.
I know how to secure it. You go buy a gun and you shoot yourself in the face.
Glad you said it.
You're rubbing off on me, bro.
When I present you this dumb bitch, it's hard not to want to say things like that.
Well, she bought another backpack.
So, this one she gives 4 stars. I don't know how the fuck she's a verified purchaser.
It could verify that she purchased that item. That's all it is.
Oh, okay. This is a 17-inch laptop backpack for men with USB port, lightweight, slim business backpack. I'm surprised she bought it being it was for men, because usually these liberals don't understand what fucking gender they are.
Well, I'm pretty sure she bought that for her daughter, who's actually a man.
That makes sense. No, she's never had sex. This is a 4-star review. Holy fuck me.
That's
in the ass.
That's too long.
This is a goddamn book.
It is.
Okay. Oh, campus off. Necessities. She is... This lady would be intolerable if you had to sit and talk to her.
Yeah.
She would be one of these people you would want to shoot yourself in the fucking head.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, but... What the fuck is going on here?
I don't know.
Now,
jeez,
how do you
disappear?
How do you search for reviewers? Because let's see what my profile is. Have you ever reviewed anything on here?
Yes, I started to on a while ago.
Hang on. We're getting there.
Hey, you down with OTP, bro?
I forget what the answer to that is.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, you know me. Do it again. Or not. All right. Let's not require that on this browser. Okay. Whoa. That's how many people have seen. I've had 10,000 plus insights on my reviews.
Wow.
That's my ranking. Was I higher than that other cunt?
I didn't look at the cunt.
I've had 21 helpful votes. What's the private and public things? I don't understand that.
People can set their review to private if they want to.
So if they viewed my shit privately? What? Mm-hmm.
When you click on it, and if you like or dislike one of your reviews, they can make it private so nobody sees it, how you ranked it. So 10,000 people have done that. Supposedly.
That I've looked at my reviews, but didn't want anybody to know that they looked at my review. Or did I make any of this wrong?
I think so.
I'm so confused. So, I mean, I feel like my reviews... Oh, yeah, the verified purchase. Okay. I've got a lot of fucking reviews, dude. I've left a lot of reviews.
You review a lot of shit.
I buy a lot of shit. But, like, I feel like... Mm-hmm. Should we talk about me as a reviewer? I mean, we could. What is? Oh, she's a person on the thing. Okay. Yeah. Anyways. All right. So I'm 2,531,000. If this fucking lady's higher than me. Oh, my God.
You were what?
2,531,000.
So she's a little bit better than you.
No, she's not better than me. She's a fucking idiot. Well, anyways. Here's the thing. If you're going to go review something, don't review it on something that doesn't have anything to do with the fucking product itself.
Yeah.
Like what Dave's example was. Well, I was driving my Nitro, and I just kept fucking it up by keeping driving it. So the car's a piece of shit, even though if I would have just pulled over, it, you know. Like, you have to be smarter than that. Like, how are these people existing? I don't understand.
I don't
like,
know,
you know, I bought an umbrella and I fucking took it out in the rain. It got wet. Piece of shit umbrella. It got wet.
Yeah.
Okay, you took it in the fucking rain. You can't review something like, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck are we doing?
I bought a condom. I blew it up, put it on my head, and I used it. And then,
I used it. After it snapped, I used it and fuck a girl. Oh, whoa. And she got pregnant. Now I got a kid. This product's a piece of shit.
Okay. I don't like the gas and the Road Ranger because I filled up my car and now it's empty. Like the gas doesn't
yeah.
last.
Yeah.
So your gas sucks.
Yeah. Where's the warranty on the gas?
Yeah. Never mind the fact that I just went like 890 miles, but I mean, fuck off. I should have a full tank. I put full tank in this morning and I don't have a full tank anymore. So your gas sucks. I bought a Coke at McDonald's and it's empty. Yeah. Like,
yeah. And I drank it, but that's beside the point. It should just keep refilling itself. Or you could go fuck yourself. You know what I mean? It's just so fucking stupid, dude. I'm sorry. I don't understand. I just don't understand. Anyways, so Kleck Entos is cool.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty dope. Dope like the marijuana.
Hell yeah. So that's all I wanted to bitch about. Let's do the thing that everybody loves on this show, huh?
Let's do that.
I still feel like Mad Libs should be a segment where we play like videos of liberals getting mad.
We should. That'd be different.
And these should be called like creative writings or something.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're not going to do that and change everything. So, Dave, give me some stuff here. Okay. I need 1, 2, 3, 4 adjectives.
4 adjectives. Slimy, sleazy, sexy, and fat.
P-H-A-T or F-A-T?
Oh, double F-A-T.
Okay. How about a verb?
Shit.
1, 2, 3, 4. 5 noun.
5 noun. Car. Bomb. Molotov cocktail. Cock ring and let's just go with butt plug.
Speaking of butt plug,
yes,
a place.
I just had one. Fuck, cry room. Ah.
Type of liquid.
Liberal tears.
Yes. Type of food.
Frozen pizza.
Person in room.
Trump.
Animal plural.
Beavers.
Dave, this one is called Robot Vampire Ninja Pirate and Friends. Okay.
Okay.
Are you looking for a cock ring that gives you action, excitement, and an army of clone beavers?
Yeah.
Greatest start to a fucking Mad Lib yet. Well, look no further. This game has everything. A wicked car queen cast as a cast. Sorry. This game has everything. A wicked car queen cast. This is fucking me up. A wicked car queen cast a sleazy spell. I feel like it needs to be casts. A sleazy spell that turned everyone in the cry room into liberal tears. Well, it ends good.
Yeah. Say it
a wicked
very,
car right. queen cast a sleazy spell that turned everyone in the cry room into liberal tears.
Okay. I like the ending.
Now it's up to Robot Vampire Ninja Pirate and his friends to save the butt plug. It won't be easy, though. This isn't Molotov Cocktail Ball. It's a good thing they brought frozen pizza because they're going to need it. Will Bomb Man and Slimy Lady use their powers to reverse the spell? Or maybe Robot Vampire Ninja Pirate will use his sexy blaster to shit the queen and end her reign of terror? It's all up to Trump. Log on today for your free fat codes and join the battle.
Interesting.
What was the joke one?
Yeah. The only thing that was good was the very start, but it's really long.
My anal cavity is aching.
Yeah.
That's basically what we got.
Yeah.
Should we just use one from the previous show?
Yeah, because we had three last time.
What was the good one that we didn't use?
Pussy Lips. Pile of Pussy Lips.
Yeah, but not that one. It was the other one.
Balday you used. And then...
Shoot wieners at people's titties.
Yeah.
We're just going to go with that because it is so good. We're going to shoot wieners at people's titties.
Titties! On the computer.
And, yeah, until next time. Right on.
Left on.
Please subscribe to the D2R Podcast Network on iTunes, and don't forget to rate and review while you're there. You can also download the Stitcher and Podbean app to your device for free and search D2R Podcast Network and subscribe. If you enjoy listening to the shows on the D2R Podcast Network, spread the word to everyone you know. Your word of mouth is our best advertising method, and we appreciate your support. Thanks for listening.
We're going to find Deadpool boxers.
Amazon.
We're going to find edible Rosie O'Donnell underwear.
Amazon.
We're going to get an industrial size tubo lube.
Amazon. Go to d2rpn.com and click the Amazon banner. I'm rubbing it.
Sometimes to ease a shitty day, you got to listen to podcasts. Well, you're in luck. The D2R Podcast Network is full of life-changing podcasts. Whether you're dealing with a shitty boss, a pissed-off spouse, or a cat shitting in your milk, we've got you covered. Go to D2RPN.com now, but check with your doctor if you have a heart condition, male pattern baldness, female mustache, muffin top, or if you have three or more nipples. Side effects may include anal leakage, erections lasting less than 4 hours, spontaneous combustion, heroin addiction, gratuitous fisting, and blindness. Seek immediate medical attention if your penis falls out. The D2R Podcast Network. Viva Podcast!